The Timmins Rock built an 8-0 lead and cruised to a 13-2 blowout victory over the visiting Kirkland Lake Gold Miners in Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League action at the McIntyre Arena in Timmins Friday night. Lucas Lowe paced the offensive outburst with 4 goals for the Rock, while Jack Kelly and Brant Romaniuk had 3-point outings as well. Harry Clark had 2 goals as well for the Rock. The Rock opened the scoring as Mason Sverich on a transition play went below the goal line but found linemate Liam Wells, who tapped it into the empty cage for a 1-0 lead. Just over a minute later, Jack Kelly came down the left side and he found Brant Romaniuk all alone and he beat Graydon Mole upstairs. Then less than a minute after that, it was Kelly who went upstairs on Mole with an assist from linemate Brant Romaniuk as the Rock made it 3-0 less than 8 minutes in. The Rock continued to roll offensively in the opening period as Clark fired home his 22nd for a 4-0 lead at 11:28. Just over 2 minutes after that, Lowe netted his 8th of the season at 13:51 of the first. The scoring continued in the second period as Clark collected his 2nd of the night at 6:25, which made it 6-0. Just at the halfway point of the one-sided affair, Lowe netted his 2nd of the game and 9th of the campaign, which made it 7-0. Then, less than 30 seconds later, Brant Romaniuk scored his 9th of the season, which made it 8-0 at 10:19 of the second. The Gold Miners finally broke the ice and spoiled Dryden Riley's shutout bid as Jonah McIndoo scored his 2nd of the season. The Rock continued to damage the Gold Miners on the scoreboard as Tenzin Nyman made it 9-1 at 17:04. The Rock offense continued in the third period as Thomas Beard netted his 12th on the power play at 1:27 of the third. Lowe got the hat trick goal also on the power play at 2:19 with a helper from Caden MacArthur. Ryan Armitage netted another power play marker at 10:33 to make it 12-1. Lowe got his 4th at 13:18, which made it 13-1. Ian DeBresch recorded his 10th of the campaign to finish the scoring in the 13-2 one-sided Rock win. The win improved the Rock record to the 2nd of November 25, while the Gold Miners dropped to 7-2-6-4-1.